This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Supreme Court will decide the constitutionality of a controversial Texas congressional redistricting plan that increased the number of Republican members in Congress from the state. You may recall this fight over the plan. It sent Democratic lawmakers fleeing to neighboring states so they wouldn't have to vote on this plan. It's also related to the legal troubles facing former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Joining us to discuss why the justices have agreed to take this case is Dahlia Lithwick. She's legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and for Day to Day. Dahlia, welcome back, and explain what this case is about. I said it's related to Tom DeLay's troubles, but this particular aspect of this case doesn't have to do with that.
That's right, Alex. This is, in fact, four cases that are all going to be heard together in a long two-hour session by the court. And they all stem from that 2003 redistricting move in Texas that was hatched by Tom DeLay to help the GOP gain a lot of extra seats in Congress. After the gerrymander in 2003, the Texas congressional delegation went from 15 Republicans and 17 Democrats in 2002 to 21 Republicans and 11 Democrats in 2004. Quite a change. So the question is, yes, this was a partisan gerrymander. I don't think anyone disputes that. The question is, when does a partisan gerrymander become unconstitutional? And as recently as 2004, the majority of the U.S. Supreme Court said, look, partisan gerrymanders are not unconstitutional. The question then becomes, is this one in Texas so political, either because it diluted minority votes, as it did in this case, allegedly, or because it happened between censuses, it just happened sort of randomly because the House Republicans in Texas had the opportunity to do it, does it then violate the constitutional because it's such an egregious gerrymander, if you will, that the Constitution is suddenly implicated?
Is it a surprise that the justices agreed to take this case?
Well, yes, and precisely because so recently the Supreme Court, looking at a similar gerrymander that came out of Pennsylvania that very much disadvantaged Democrats in that state, the Supreme Court said, no, this isn't unconstitutional. Four of the five justices in the majority said these cases are never unconstitutional. They used the word non-justiciable, saying the court can never create fair standards for what is a fair redistricting plan. That's an inherently political situation, and there is no standard for when it's unfair. One justice in the majority, Anthony Kennedy, said, look, I'm going to uphold this Pennsylvania gerrymander, but I'm going to reserve the right to say that someday in the future I may see some hypothetical gerrymander that is so egregious that is unconstitutional. The question is, did Kennedy change his mind and say this is that case, or were other factors, including the fact that career lawyers in the Justice Department apparently said, hey, we can't approve this plan, it violates the Voting Right Act, that maybe this really was an egregious gerrymander.
So if the court were to find that this redistricting plan is unconstitutional, what happens? Would they take away these congressional seats, tell these people they were not in Congress anymore?
Well, that's sort of one of the questions that arises. The timing is a little funny, Alex, because the court is going to hear the case in March, on March 1st. They won't decide it till likely late in June. The Texas primary is scheduled to happen March 7th, long before the court has made any decision. On the one hand, Republicans in Texas are saying we're going to go forward with these 2003 districts. Democrats in Texas are saying no way. If the court rules against the GOP in this case, we're going to insist that we have new primaries, that the March 7th primaries are scrubbed and that we draw new lines and have new primaries. So there is some question about what the remedy can be and whether it can be sort of contrived in time for the 2006 election.
Maybe one more question to go back to the court, Dahlia. I can see this just going on and on.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, all of this sort of reminds you of shades of Bush v. Gore when the court got involved in a hotly contested, you know, partisan political election. And as we all know, the court didn't exactly shine at that moment. So there's some real question about why they got involved in this one and how they can possibly resolve it.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She covers the court for the online magazine Slate and for Day to Day. Dahlia, thank you again.
My pleasure, Alex.